Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 36 of the Minor Prophets. Today we start our study of Zephaniah with a devotion titled, Swept Away. Charles Spurgeon wrote, "Time shall be no more when judgment comes, and when time is no more, change is impossible." Our text for today is Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. The word of the Lord that came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushai, son of Gedaliah, son of Amariah, son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah. "I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth," declares the Lord. "I will sweep away man and beast. I will sweep away the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea and the rubble with the wicked. I will cut off mankind from the face of the earth," declares the Lord. "I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off from this place the remnant of Baal, and the name of the idolatrous priest along with the priest, those who bow down on the roofs to the host of the heavens, those who bow down and swear to the Lord and yet swear by Milcom, those who have turned back from following the Lord, who do not seek the Lord or inquire of Him." God revealed to His prophet Zephaniah that judgment was coming to Judah. Their judgment would come later than Israel's, as they would fall under Babylonian captivity. Warren Wiersbe shares this insight into Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 1. "You would expect the great-great-grandson of King Hezekiah to be living comfortably in Jerusalem, enjoying a life of ease. Instead, you find him ministering as God's prophet, which was a dangerous calling. His contemporary, Jeremiah, was arrested and put in a filthy cistern for admonishing the leaders of Judah to surrender to the Babylonians." Zephaniah begins his prophecy with three pictures that characterize Judah's judgment. The first picture involves the phrase, "I will utterly sweep away." Four times in verses 2 through 3, we find the Hebrew word Asaph, which means to gather together or collect. In Hebrew, verse 2 reads, "Asaph, Asaph," which intensifies the meaning behind God's gathering of people. This word is translated as "swept away," because in this context, the word means to gather for removal or destruction. Just as someone sweeps the house and disposes of the debris collected, God will gather Judah for removal. This terminology is very similar to the language found in Genesis chapter 6, verse 7, chapter 7, verse 4, and chapter 9, verses 8 through 10, about Noah and the flood. In the New Testament, Jesus uses this same analogy to describe what it will be like in the end times. From Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through 39. "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man." Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 4 through 6 reveals one of the major causes of God's impending judgment: the disobedience of priests who practiced idolatry. These priests are described in verse 5 as those who bow down and swear to the Lord and yet swear by Milcom. Milcom, also known as Moloch, was an idol to whom the Ammonites sacrificed children to appease. John Phillips describes the priests with these words: They were hypocrites and compromisers. They wanted a foot in both camps, the best of both worlds. The Lord promised to cut them off. Those whom God has called to lead His people will face severe consequences for leading others down any road that leads to idolatry. Judgment is coming to Judah, and they're about to be swept away. Some questions to consider. What does the repetition of the words swept away say about the seriousness and severity of God's judgment? In what ways is the judgment prophesied in Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, similar to Noah and the flood? And finally, how does the language of Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 4 through 6, reveal what God expects from those who lead His people? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.